Welcome to Hive's Personal Development Workshop. Today, we will focus on time management. Now, we can be motivated and we can be enthusiastic about productivity. But how can we find time to complete everything that we set out to do? Personal development is a lifelong learning process consisting of continuously working towards our personal and professional goals. Our soft skills are not fixed, and we can always improve. We just need to take a little time to pause, reflect, be honest with ourselves, and take responsibility for our own contributions, learning, and behavior. One of the things that is often suggested for better time management is focus on priorities. Ask yourself, is this important to me? Why is this important? Is this urgent? If so, when can possibly I do this task? The easiest thing to do, and the very first thing that I would suggest, is to consider getting a diary, a calendar, or a personal planner. It might be a simple step. However, in the world where we live today, where most things are digital, it might be that you don't necessarily use a calendar. Now, you could use the calendar on your phone, or you could also purchase a diary. A diary not in a sense that you write in it and reflect everything that you did today, but a diary in a sense where you diary up your tasks for the future. Many people will suggest, oh, you need to just write up a list of jobs. Now, while that is a good idea to get a better sense of where you are at, just using a list can sometimes be slightly demotivating. You might wonder why. Well, imagine having 20 tasks on your list to do, and you only have completed 5. Now, at the end of the day, it might feel like you haven't achieved that much. And that is because a list only gives us a certain amount of things that we have to do, and it doesn't always account for how long it might take to do each of those things. So, to start with, yes, maybe create a list and write down everything you need to do. But then the next thing to do would be to think about those priorities. What needs doing first? What is more important? Looking back at how you were setting your SMART goals, is there anything that is more urgent? Is there anything that would be more logical to do first? Then, the next step is to think about when you will do it all. So, allocate a particular time in your day to complete a specific task. This will allow you to feel more focused and also experience that sense of achievement when you have completed the task. You could also consider creating self-imposed deadlines. So what are those? Well, sometimes when you are looking at your intrinsic motivation and you're focusing on things that you want to do, and maybe nobody else even knows that you're working on a specific project, it's good to give yourself a deadline. So self-imposed deadline means that you have said to yourself, by 1st of July, I will achieve this specific aspiration. So it helps you to focus a little bit more on the ideas that you're hoping to make a reality. But many people say, how can I focus on the task and not get distracted? For example, by notifications on my phone. And that is a problem that many of us experience on a daily basis. Well, there's a nice little technique called Pomodoro technique. How it works is that you give yourself a specific amount of time, let's say 30 to 40 minutes, to focus on that one task that you need to complete. And then you take 5 to 10 minute break. Give yourself a little reward. Maybe make a cup of tea, maybe have a snack, or maybe just check your phone. And then repeat again by starting another set of 30 to 40 minutes strong focus activity. Another suggestion that I'd like to share with you is to plan your tasks ahead of the time. In other words, if you wake up in the morning and then try and set out what you will do that day, it sometimes can work, but other times you might feel stressed or not motivated to get on with those tasks. However, if you allow yourself time to plan out your week, you might feel more excited about Wednesday or Thursday because you know that there's something to look forward to. So go ahead, have a think about what would be most useful for you in managing your time. Is it self-imposed deadlines? Is it trying to focus on smaller elements of a bigger task? Is it knowing ahead what to expect from each week? So here's a task for today. Ask yourself a question. Do I even have any time? Reflect carefully. What are your daily tasks, such as school, work, helping others, socializing time? Include meal times and time spent sleeping. How many hours per week can you count? And how many hours there are in the week in total? Chances are that you will discover that you might have spare 10-20 hours during the week. They won't be immediately obvious. They might be hiding in plain sight. However, they are there. That hour before your favorite TV show, or an opportunity to wake up a little bit earlier. Those are those moments that might present new opportunities. It can be challenging to start with, but you definitely can do it. Go ahead. Try to plan your week ahead. Good luck and well done.